Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 364. I am Chris. Returning from E3 is Tony.
I got all the swag, guys. All the swag. I got nothing. I got absolutely.
And joining us is Fozzie. He hasn't been around in a little bit.
I stumbled in.
Fozzie is here. And completing the original foursome is Jeff.
I like foursomes.
Easy.
So Jeff and I kind of like ran this solo last week. We went over some E3 stuff. No, it was just Jeff and I. Yep.
And we ranted for a good hour at least.
Yeah.
About how much we hated everything.
Yeah. We didn't hate everything, but we were less enthused about
the old Fox. Sorry.
We bitched for a really long time before concluding there's some games out there.
Yeah, there's some games stuff out there. Yeah, we did. We did
there's
do so that.
Somebody's going to complain that this
like, but Tony, have you had a chance to kind of like catch up on any of the announcements? And
well, the one I did catch the Sony press conference live. That was
okay.
Like I managed because it was so late at night. Like I was in my hotel room, like exhausted. I'm like, oh, somebody's up. So I'll watch that. So Sony, they showed off some stuff. Most of it I didn't care about. The God of War game looks awesome.
Yeah.
I did notice that it's not coming out till 2018. Which makes me sad.
A lot of games.
That's like a lot of the theme for this year for a lot of publishers.
Almost everything that I saw that looked cool was not coming out this year.
Right.
Anytime soon. the Spider-Man game, I think, was the best game. The game I was most excited that I saw.
Okay.
And that's also 2018. But I'm willing to wait for that one because that looked really cool.
Yeah, those are two that stuck out for me from Sony anyways.
Let's see, what else did I catch? I of course, read about the Xbox One. Xbox One X. Which I saw somebody tweeting that name is kind of like the Wii U. Like, it's confusing.
Yeah, I saw that right away. It's just too much. It's too much of a mouthful almost.
Yeah. Why?
Well, it is a strange name. Like, this, I think the Scorpio, Xbox One Scorpio would have been better.
Yeah. I do think the Giant Bomb guys were saying that. It was because of the way it actually kind of abbreviates out is like XBOX that it's just like you ain't calling it the X-Bone no more. It's like it's the Xbox. Just call it the Xbox. That's what it is. But if that's what they should have just called it, like this is the Xbox. Like
yeah, that would have been fine with me.
The X name is weird. Tony, did that sway you on like before this? You were like, yeah, I'm gonna get one of those. Like.
Yeah, I'm still getting one.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it was. I think it was more expensive than you guys thought it would be.
Yeah.
I always thought
about where you were.
I called it me, baby.
Yeah.
Are you getting it, Fozzie?
Nah, I don't know. Here's the thing: is for me, it's not. It's like VR, right? It's like to get the stuff and enjoy it, you need to buy a whole bunch of more stuff that is probably more expensive than what you were going to spend on that stuff.
I mean, to get the most out of it, but it will actually run your games like better on a regular TV as well.
But like, I don't have a 4K TV. Like, I don't see the benefits, I feel like, until I get that 4K.
Yeah, no, I can totally like understand that because it's like you're not actually going to see the resolution bump. And how much do you really like know the difference between 900p and 1080p?
I don't at all. Nothing about that like really excited me. There's no exclusive games. Like for me, this is just I haven't bought a PS4 Pro. I haven't bought an Xbox S. The one thing I do like about it is the fact that it's nice and small. So like it'll still look clean like in my living room area. I like that. I don't like the fact, like, in fact, that's the reason why I'm hesitant to get a PS4 Pro, because it took the ugly PS4 and kind of made it uglier.
It's like they doubled while, like, it.
The PS4 Slim looks good. It's like, it's a sleek, like, little.
It does. It looks awesome.
But, like, the PS4 Pro looks like it's, like, clunky and just, like, it doesn't look appealing. And then people are going to be like, what the fuck is that thing? Like, I don't know. I'm glad that, like, Xbox is like, we're not going to make this, like, a fucking huge mammoth, so.
Yeah, they seem to be going smaller, like, with theirs, and, like, where Sony's like, we're going to go bigger and more awkward looking.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's so that, like, it feels pricier because it's bigger. I mean, or it literally just, like, they were just trying to cram as much stuff in there. But regardless, of the two, like, I'm definitely thinking about getting a 4K TV anyways and probably within a year. So, I mean, talk to me, like, this time next year. I'll probably have it with a new TV and, like, all this, like, stuff. So,
yeah. I'm looking at it. So, I already have a 4K TV. So, I'm in there.
Yeah.
And I don't have a 4K, like, player. So, the fact that it plays, like, the four – what do they even call those discs?
Ultra HD.
Hey,
so I don't have anything that plays, so the fact that it does. Plus the fact that I can just take my damn Xbox One S and trade it in.
Yeah.
I get nervous too, though, because, like, you got 4K TVs, but then you have, like, these OLED TVs, which I hear are, like, phenomenal. And then you've got, like, these new TVs that just, like, freaking stick to your wall. Like, I feel like if I bought a 4K TV now, like, in 2 years, there's going to be some really cheap-ass, like, high-quality stuff, and I'm going to be like, damn it.
That's just going to walk out, like, throw your phone at the wall.
But that's also with everything, Fozzie. Like, you wait 2 years, yeah. And then 2 years from there is going to be, like, something, like, you just wear on your face. Like,
yeah. And I guess, I don't know, like, to me, like, 4K, like, I can't really notice the difference compared to HD, but from what I've heard is OLED is, like, super noticeable. Like, it's clear as hell. Like, it's just insane. But it's like $4,000.
Everything I've heard is that HDR is where you really notice the difference. And, like, I guess 4K TVs come equipped with that. So, like, that's where you really notice, like, the color difference, like, because the colors pop a whole lot more than they do on a regular display. So, definitely look for like the HDR stuff. Anything else you guys kind of saw that were, like, interested in or that jumped out at you, or was you were like, "Yeah, that's stupid."
Well, I like that Last Night game, but then I heard that the guy is shitty, and now I don't like it anymore. That's what I'm supposed to do, right? I don't know. It was like people were super excited for it. I was going calls like
for 3 seconds,
and then, like, people are just like, "Oh, he's a shitty dude." I'm like, "Oh, that sucks."
I mean, if what people kind of say about him is true, and on top of that, if, like, the message of his game is, like, some stupid anti-feminist bullshit, then I'm not interested. I don't know. I'm not a super fan of judging something just because of who made it.
Yeah,
but, like, if that's what it's about, fuck it.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know. The person I was 3 years ago is definitely not the same person I am now. So I understand people making past mistakes. I get past that, but I hear that he's still kind of shitty. So
yeah. It looked cool though. Like, for that brief moment.
Oh my god! Like, I was
we were all excited.
Yeah, it looked like Blade Runner, like, pixel art.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it. And I'm not a huge, like, fan of pixel art, like, if it's done, like, to a P, like, you know, to make a certain art style, but, man, that game looked real good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just looked really nice. And then Dragon Ball Z, that game, looks awesome. I'm really excited for that, honestly. I swear to God. I don't know why. It just looks really good.
It did look good.
It was like those Naruto games that came out a couple years back. Like, they just look like the anime, and it's 3-on-3, and it's just, like, batshit crazy from what I've seen. It just looks real cool.
It looks better than that Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite game.
Oh, God, that game looks terrible.
Yep.
And then they started talking about it, and they made it worse.
Yep.
Like, the trailer's like, oh, this kind of looks weird. But then
Like,
and, like, oh yeah, and you get one less character per match, and there's no story mode. And it's like, stop talking.
It has a weird story mode, right? But like, I don't like, how does it compare to? Like, I just finished Injustice last week, and like, how does? It's not going to compare to that. It's like some.
It's going to be like the levels, like from old Mortal Kombat. You know?
Yeah.
Literally no story, but we're looking on the next
week. Yeah, that game looks really bad.
What game are we talking about?
Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I don't know how you make a superhero focused like fighter that. Like, the Injustice is a pretty high bar.
Right. And so, Capcom is not even making an effort close to.
And then, like, you're missing characters. Like, it sounds like the X-Men aren't really in it. And, like, anybody that's not, like, directly by Marvel, like, cinema isn't in that game right away. So, like, that takes a lot of, you know, a lot of the punch out of it in terms of the roster.
Right. You're like, Wolverine has to be in this game.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, he's one of the biggest Marvel characters. Like, yeah, he's not in the cinematic universe, but he's still one of your most popular characters ever. So that's fucking nuts. Anything else, you guys? Like, anything else that jumped out at you? Like, Microsoft?
Ubisoft is finally making the game that we wanted them to make for a long time.
What?
Yeah.
Pirates game. Actual pirate game based on Assassin's Creed 4's, like, pirate mode.
Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones. I'm into that. When is that supposed to come out? I didn't see.
You know, I don't know. I probably, like every other game, there next year.
Right. The new Assassin's Creed is coming this year, though, right?
Yes.
Origins. What a terrible name. Every game with that attached to them sucks.
Skull and Bones is a Q3 Q4 2018.
Great.
So
there's no Assassin's Creed.
Probably, yeah. What else? The Bethesda. Jeff and I kind of thought their conference was meh. I mean, like, they had games, but nothing like surprising. And
Chris Smith, Elder Scrolls game.
Yeah.
Real Elder Scrolls, not the same MMO thing.
Yeah, they're kind of focusing on online, which I hear is good now, but
I tried to play that game and I could not get into it. It's just, it's so weird to go into a boss fight and like see 50 other people hang out.
is that how, like, it's a, like an instance thing where you have to wait for the boss to
have to wait, yeah.
Yep. Nope. I'm out. That was one of the reasons I stopped playing the Old Republic, the Star Wars MMO, because like you'd have to go and wait for things before you could advance. Like that's not how anybody wants to play a game.
Damn it! I had to go to the bathroom. I have to wait for the next round.
Right. Like, oh no. Okay, who wants to play it that way? Anthem. Did you guys have any opinion on Anthem? Did you guys see the trailer for that from Microsoft? It was at the Microsoft conference. It's BioWare's new game.
This is the game where you put on the suit of armor.
Yes.
Like Iron Man type armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a weird Destiny BioWare hybrid.
Yeah. It seemed to take a lot of themes from Destiny.
Yeah, like it's multiplayer focused, and
I don't know. I didn't actually see any action in the game. Like, I tried to watch the trailer and got distracted by it. But I didn't make it that hard. It was like 9 minutes of gameplay, right? It was a lot.
It was a long trailer, yeah. Or it wasn't even a trailer. It was like an actual stage demo, I guess. Yeah. Which is weird. Like, that's something that Sony really didn't do. I guess they did it with that zombie game.
And Spider-Man.
But they didn't have a whole lot.
Zombie game. Man, Sony's like 2 years too late.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm done with zombies. Apparently it's pirates, and I'm down with that. Hell yeah. Thieves looks amazing. It's
fun, yeah.
You guys watch, I don't know, Giant Bomb had the McElroys on. Did you see that segment?
Where they're talking about?
I saw their segment, yeah.
Yeah, so they're talking about how, you know, it's a four-player co-op game, and you can show your map. Like, you can not only look at the map, because there's no mini-map. So you have to look at your map to find things out. But if you press left trigger, you can show your map to other people. So they were saying that Justin McElroy was doing nothing but, like, 10 minutes of just showing everyone the map. So if people were helping, like, you know, like, set the sails or like trying to navigate, Justin McElroy would just be right in front of them with the fucking map.
just troll everybody.
And I watched their polygon where they were playing, and it was so funny because it's just like this big ass dude that just like has this tiny little map, and he's just not talking to you, just showing you his map no matter where you go. I like that. It looks really cool. It looks like something super fun. You need to have, like, three other committed people.
Yeah, it sounds like you
need to. Like, if you have a good group of friends, like, you're going to have a really good time with that game, for sure.
Well, you all know I'm down for that one. I've always thought that game looks good. It's so funny, like, I saw a lot of people, like, kind of shitting on it. Like, fuck that game. That game looks like shit. Like, and then, like, people being like, well, now that fucking Skull and Bones got announced, Ubisoft just shit on their fucking parade. I'm like, I don't think Skull and Bones looks anywhere near as fun to see as Thieves.
They're two different games.
Yeah, very different games. Yeah. So like, Well, I'm happy to hear that everyone here sounds kind of excited for this because I need some pirates to play with.
Yeah, I will play that with you, Jeff.
Pirates are definitely at the top of the zombies, ninjas, pirates.
That was a huge disappointment though for me this year. Is like, dude, they announced this game years and years ago. And, like, every year, like, last year they said 2017, Sea of Thieves. And then this year, 2018, Sea of Thieves. You're like, dude, what the fuck? I mean,
that game is weird, though. You know, you have to, like, I bet they spend a lot of time trying to, like, make it actually
fun. It might be, like, amazing. It might be, like, a groundbreaking game. So,
well, it sounds like they're still trying, like, they have the mechanics down. They kind of know what the gameplay is, but it still sounds like they're trying to figure out what the game structure is for people. Like this is fun. Like, being able to hang out on a boat and do things is, like, cool and fun, but how do we purpose that for people? Like, how do we drive them forward? And everything I've heard is that, like, they've had a beta going for like a year now.
Forever, yeah.
But it's like a real beta where it's like they're trying to figure out, like, what makes people tick with it.
That's cool.
Yeah, I have some faith that it'll be fun when it comes out, but I'm just so disappointed that that's not this year. Like, that was a big one for me for the fall. So,
if that was coming out this fall, I think Microsoft would have had a pretty strong, like, not a great fall, but strong enough. Like, it would have been solid with Forza 7, Sea of Thieves, and Crackdown. Like, that's not a bad lineup. But now it's like, you have Forza 7, which was expected, and you have Crackdown. Like, there's nothing else. And
hey, Super Lucky's Tale, man.
Super Lucky's Tale,
game
that's right.
Of the year. Yes.
And it's only, what, $30?
It better not be more than that.
And then on Sony's end, they have, what, Uncharted and Gran Turismo Sport? Like, is there anything else, like, big coming out this year? Like, it seems like a lot of their stuff was next year.
And Uncharted, like, was basically a DLC. I guess now it's kind of blown out.
Yeah, they just blew it out a little bit more, so it's...
So even that...
One of their execs lost his mind.
Lost his mind?
The Sony exec, who's... They asked him, he pulled up... Who was the director over at Xbox? Who talked to everybody
Phil Spencer?
Spencer. So he did that. He was like, they were asking him, you know, why isn't there crossplay on these games? It's like, he was saying all this stupid stuff. They asked him why there weren't as many indie titles, and it's like, we're not emphasizing that anymore. We don't need to. And something you don't do anymore. Like, he's just saying all this, like, moronic stuff that sounds right. An awful lot like...
It's like, oh, we're in the lead, so we don't have to do any of that shit that you wanted us to do. Like, yeah. But that's what got you back in the lead. Like, that's what got people back on your side, was you stopped being an arrogant company. You started doing what fans wanted. And now you're back to being that, oh, well, we're in the lead. Fuck you, people. Yeah. We don't have the expenditure on that. Which is good. You know what? And on one end, it's good because it's pushing Nintendo and Microsoft to, like, make changes and make their platforms better. Like, you know, a ton of, like, indie developers are moving to Switch, and Nintendo is open to the crossplay. Minecraft is going to be crossplay with all the other platforms, and Rocket League is going to be crossplay with all the other platforms, and like, that's cool. Like, that, like, it's just nuts that, like, Nintendo is more forward thinking with this than Sony is.
It's like, yeah. Damn it! I just bought a PS4. Come on, give me something.
Well, the good news is, like, there's a decent library of exclusives that you haven't played yet, Tony. So,
sure.
Like, you'll at least get that.
And get Spider-Man and God of War coming.
Yeah, Spider-Man, God of War. I mean, there's more Horizon deal. There's Horizon DLC coming. That looks pretty substantive too. Detroit. I don't know. That game looks weird, but that's coming.
The what?
Detroit. Is it Become
Human? Yeah.
And the they were talking some shit about not being on Xbox today.
Who, Quantum Theory?
Yeah. Just like, if your game didn't look so weird, I mean, and your last game was not good, so maybe pipe down until you've actually done something.
Right. Like, and hey, like, if you like making games for PlayStation, there's nothing wrong with that. Like you don't need to talk shit, though. Like,
don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. And their game looks so weird. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know why I care about these androids. Like, I don't understand.
I'm interested. I think it looks pretty cool.
You know, E3 made's because nothing, like, kind of wowed me. And I'm not saying I'm jaded anymore, but I think I've come to realizations that, like, games will just come and go. Like, they're just, like, Sometimes the games that you're so hyped about, like, I haven't even beat Final Fantasy 15. Like, I mean, so, and I was stoked about that game since the IGN blogs, you know? So it's like, you just never know. Like, that's the thing with gaming, is that you can get so hyped for a game, but in the end, you might play something else, and you might be surprised by, like, games like Rocket League or like Zelda, which I've never enjoyed before, and it's like really like up there for Game of the Year for me. So, I mean, I don't know.
Man, are you still playing that, Fozzy? Did you beat it?
I'm on the third boss.
You're still playing around with it though, like, you
yeah, stopped. Yeah, totally. Okay. I can't find any shrines. I don't know. I need to find more. But ever since I moved, I haven't really gone back to it. But I mean, it's still, like, whenever I think about that game, it's an incredible game, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's I picked up a Switch a little over a week ago, I guess, maybe 2 weeks now, and I got Zelda with it, and I was telling Jeff, like, it is one of those games that, like, gets in your head, and you're thinking about it when you're not playing it.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, like, the sign of a really good game. Like,
yeah.
When it could have you thinking about it when you're away from it.
No doubt, for sure. And that's the thing is, like, if I hadn't already put, like, 30 hours into the Wii U one, I have the Switch. I'm like, oh, I could – by this time now, I probably would have even gone further. But I'm like, well, I already have on the Wii U. I need to beat on the Wii U and then, like, play it again. But, man, we need to talk about the Switch in a little bit because – that might be my favorite Nintendo console ever.
The biggest surprise for me out of E3 was a Switch game, and that was that Mario and Rabbids game.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I was about to say I'm a little upset that neither of you traitorous bastards are talking about Mario, but I was thinking of
the Mario. What? That weird game with the hat.
Oh, right? I mean, like Mario Odyssey is like I'm gonna get that and I'll probably love it, but like I was already excited for that beforehand, right? Like,
yeah,
I didn't come out of like going, oh, I'm more excited for that now. Like, no, that game looks fucking bonkers, like weird, and there's a weird hat and you can possess shit and like it's fucking nuts. But I really, when we heard about that Mario Rabbids game that first time, like, this is fucking weird. Why do they have guns? Now we know they made a goddamn XCOM game out of that. It's insane. It looks great. Like,
it's perfect for that console too. Yep. Like,
it totally. And my girlfriend, she's not a huge gamer, but she enjoys playing games with me. And no game got her more excited than that game. Like, of all the games they showed off, she was like, this looks awesome. It's got, like, that, like, Minions kind of very, like, friendly. Like, it looks... Because she doesn't like shooters, so... But, like, that game, like, it does it in a way where it doesn't, you know... It's colorful. Like,
right.
It's got these rabbits that are just, like, bonkers, and they're, like, minions, and they're just, like, you know, you can't hate on them. And they, like, fucking rabbits, god damn it, like, they've somehow, like, made it through. They're now, like, a thing now, and they're big enough where they can be with Nintendo. Like, the Fast and the Furious of fucking video games here, and they've just kind of pushed through the shit to, like, get to where they are. You know? So, kudos to them, because, like, you know.
I felt really good for that, the developer, too. Like, he's, like, crying, basically.
Oh, my God. I didn't know what was happening, and I realized he was really emotional. Because he wasn't, like, doing anything on the screen, so I was like, oh, he looks like he's, like, just super, like, not interested in this game. And I realized he was trying to, like, hold back tears.
Like, he was just, like, so happy that...
Ms. Harrow praising the game that he's making.
Well, and that's the crazy thing is that, like, he's put his heart and soul into this game. And it's, like, it's so easy to make fun of a game like that. And, like, not even to, like, be mean about it, but be like, oh, yeah, this is made by, like, you know, just, like, this person who probably is, like, just turning out shit. But, like, you know, this is a guy that you can see, like, he's emotionally invested in this game. He really cares about his product. And, you know, there's a lot of respect for that. And you can tell, like, it's... I'm hoping it's a great game. Because I really want to play it. And
you would assume, like, a Mario Rabbids crossover is, like, this corporate idea that got pushed or whatever. You know, it's like some assembly line game making.
Yeah,
and then you see the guy's, like, clearly passionate about what he's doing. So it's pretty cool.
For sure. Yeah, I agree. You know, it's... I don't know, and things like that, you know, a little surprise like that shows that there's still innovation out there, although it's kind of, you know, it's definitely more a machine because, again, the budget's always higher, so investors need their money, and there's always more risk and everything like that, so it's, it's interesting to be a gamer, I guess, nowadays. It's totally different than it was 10 years ago, even.
You guys know what the game of show was?
What's Mario?
Oh, no, it was clearly Total War.
I do not even recall that.
Overworld?
That's because Sega didn't have a thing.
Yeah, and you didn't watch the PC game show, Jeff.
No.
That was one I missed.
Come on, giant lizard dinosaur.
Man, also, I might be biased, but, like, give me that Assassin's Creed and fucking Persia, and let us just become the Prince of Persia, and, like, fucking...
Was it Persia? I didn't watch any of the details.
No, it's...
To Egypt.
It's Egypt. Yeah. It's close to my boys. And there's so much history with Persian culture. Like, there's so much you can freaking, like... You can have, like, Alexander the Great. You can have, like, all these Romans, Greeks, like... There's a
the
bunch
prince.
Of Yes, the prince. The
prince of Persia? Yeah, that would be
did
cool.
They, did they give, what is the time frame?
What? The
detail. So it's in Egypt. When in Egypt? Like what years?
During Egypt's origins.
So like this is like probably like 3000 BC. The problem is that you can't make two Middle Eastern games in a row. So it's going to be at least a few years before that idea even comes into play.
I mean, they're building the pyramids at the time, so I'm not entirely sure when that is. But
It's old. Well, pyramids, were like, what, 1500 BC?
Like,
the Egyptian times.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Egypt was an empire for 3,000 years.
I know, but it's like the time that you picture in your head. That's what it is. That's what it's like.
Ptolemaic Egypt is what Wikipedia saying.
But that's like late. That's like
323 BC.
Yeah, that's like Ptolemy was one of Alexander the Great's generals. So
yeah.
Ptolemaic Egypt is like after Egypt was conquered by the.
So 305. It looks like according to Wikipedia again, like sometime 300 BC, around there.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's also Wikipedia. Who knows how accurate they are?
Yeah, I mean, I still like the Assassin's Creed game. And maybe even it's because of, like, it's always just, it's kind of like, it's been historical, and it's a way to kind of, like, shed light on history that you probably wouldn't see normally. And that alone is pretty awesome.
Yeah, which I think was one of the problems with Syndicate. It doesn't really fold itself in with historical events like
I agree.
It's in a cool area. Like Victorian London is cool enough, but yeah, for other people that aren't like already engaged in Assassin's Creed, like there's no big historical draw to that time period. So
yeah,
you like run into Darwin and Mark, whatever, but they're just kind of there,
right.
It is really a shame that there's other games that have come out since then that just like gameplay wise is just so much better, which is really a shame. But I've heard that they kind of overhauled the combat a little bit with this one.
It looks good, but they always look good to me, and then I play them and I think they suck. So, but this one really did look good. I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, when I saw that arrow, though, that was, like, homing, I was like, the fuck is going on here? I don't like this.
that is, for the fall, like, outside of the two Mario games, like, it's my most anticipated game, so.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I don't know, it seems like kind of like a throwback to, like, the original idea of, like, 2 and everything like that, so.
Yeah. There's going to be camels and hippos and antelopes and shit. It's going to be great.
Sure.
It's going to be cool.
So, lots of murdering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is going to make Jeff mad, but what I heard is that this game also, like other Assassin's Creed games, started out as a Prince of Persia game.
And, oh, it did, for real?
And was retrofitted again. Like, they must just not like have faith that Prince of Persia can sell.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, Assassin's Creed is a sure seller.
So. Yeah, I guess. But like again, like a Prince of Persia game, which is kind of Assassin's Creed, where it's like open world, a lot of like parkour, like cool things like that. I think that could do pretty well.
I think so too, but I don't know how they measure their shit either. So, Jeff, you're probably right that Beyond Good and Evil 2, not coming anytime soon.
Not real.
Not real. No, it really wasn't. It was not real. It was tech demo.
Like, yeah, I brought this up last week because I had seen some things on Twitter, and you know, nothing really confirmed from like legit sites or anything. But So you're saying, yeah, like what I was saying is true?
Yeah, no, I mean, if you listen to any of the Giant Bomb night shows, I guess Brad went and saw whatever they had. They showed that video again, and like what they had gameplay-wise was literally a tech demo. Like, they are in like pre-alpha state.
Yeah, like... You know, I said that when they showed the trailer. Like, I was like, everyone was like, oh my god, they did it! And I was like, one, this game has technically been announced for like a decade, and now they're reannouncing it with no gameplay. And I mean, I was upset.
I think they had more gameplay like 6 years ago, last time they showed it.
And you know what? When they showed it last time, it kind of looked like Beyond Good and Evil. Not whatever the fuck this is. Like, whatever, great that you say that you're making it, but everything I've heard is just, it makes me not care.
It's smoke.
Smoke and mirrors and like... And
I'm not even sure there's mirrors, it's just smoke.
Some of the rumors that I don't know if like if people were joking or not, but saying like that's going to be like free to play or...
ooh, that doesn't sound good.
Or something, you know, weird shit like that. It might be people just joking around, but...
It's going to be a phone game.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I don't care. That's great that they like claim that they're making it, but they've said that before, so whatever. And it looks like the wrong direction for it, honestly. I don't know. Like the whole like gritty and like saying fuck every 2 seconds, like that's not what Beyond Good and Evil was, so what the fuck? Anyways.
Yep. Well, that's E3, unless you guys have anything else you want to add about it. But you guys play anything recently, the last week or so?
Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Really?
John and I have been playing.
Yeah.
One of John's friends.
So how is that? Like, I hear the best way to play that is multiplayer, so...
It's definitely co-op. It's kind of boring if you play by yourself.
Okay.
It's basically like if you were in like a Far Cry universe, only it was trying to take itself seriously. Which doesn't like when you start playing with other people in co-op, that kind of goes out the window because you're all idiots. But,
right.
When you're playing like single player, so you're part of this elite covert like Black Ops team. You're trying to cleanse this, it's the country of Bolivia, of this group of this cartel that's taken it over, who has recently killed like some American problem set in the house.
Okay.
But that's pretty much as far as the story goes, like most of the story. Pop-ups, and you don't get a whole lot of it. There's not a wide... There's lots of missions in the game. A lot of them are really similar. Go to this place and kill everybody except this one guy who you're supposed to like kidnap and bring back to what it's expected. There's like 4 or 5 missions like that. There's not a ton of them. But they all take place in like different like terrain, so they kind of like change it up as you go along.
Okay.
There's also it's kind of weird. There's not a whole lot of B types, so it is a shooter, and you kind of expect like a whole bunch. There's like the normal guy. There's the guy with a lot of armor and the sniper, and that's it. But sometimes they'll be in vehicles and fly around with a helicopter to track you down, but not a whole lot of variety. But when you play with other people, it gets a lot more interesting. Like you normally in single player, you're in like your group. There's 3 guys with you, and they're all useless. You can like get them to like, can like sync up sniping shots. So you could like order them to kill this guy while you're shooting this other guy, like doing it simultaneously. Kind of cool, but that's about as useful as they become. The rest of the time, if you're in a firefight, don't kill everyone. They will revive you if you're down, but that's about as much as they have. And they can only revive you once. But co-op partners are a lot better at that kind of thing.
Okay.
So they actually kill stuff. So that's nice. And if you die, you can spawn on any co-op partner, no matter where they are. So they could be killed right next to you or killed all the way across the map. Spawn on them.
Oh, that's not bad. That's a smart inclusion.
Yeah. We were having a lot of fun. It's a pretty wild game. The driving is terrible. So there were a few moments
Did you get it on sale or?
Yeah, I got it on sale like a couple weeks ago. Which,
okay.
Doesn't say much for the game sales.
No.
It's fun. Right. It's really good in co-op. I would not recommend it.
All right, that's all. Well, I mean,
play with me. Play tomorrow.
Yeah, I am. I'm always down for co-op gameplay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if Far Cry were co-op.
Which evidently this new one will be Far Cry 5 next year, but this will, I guess, get your fix on prior to that. So, all right, that sounds fun. Fozzie, you playing anything?
Boy, what have I played? I've played that shitty ass NBA Playgrounds, and it's now officially, apparently, according to my Switch, my most played Nintendo Switch game. It's like, it's definitely like a car wreck for sure, where it's like, man, this game really sucks, but I've gotten good where I can cheat and I can win every game. So, and it's only like 5 minutes long, but the game is so bad. And now apparently I'm getting Shaq Fu with it, which is great, or whatever that Shaq game is. They're like, oh yeah, we just gave up on making the online.
Another bad game. Here you go.
Here's Shaq though. So get excited. Okay, so there's like tournaments, right, in the game. And I beat all the tournaments, but I'm confused now because you can't like redo the tournaments and get more like gold packs to get legend players. So I'm missing like half or more than half the players. And I don't know what to do besides just play exhibition games. And I'm like, boy, this is just awful. Like, there's nothing that, and they put, like, they give you two courts once you beat it, but they're not even, like, tournament courts. They're just, like, here's Seattle and some other, like, one. And it's a shame because, like, that game, like, it's like putting lipstick on a pig, you know? I mean, like, it looks nice and shiny, but, like, man, it is an ugly game fucking deep down. So I've kind of pushed that aside, and I mean, man, really. Oh, I haven't played Mass Effect again, so that's another game where like I was super stoked about, and I haven't really touched it. But it's incredible; they've actually like fixed a lot of things that they should have had done day one. But I now have a character that looks like me, which was like my biggest complaint. So that right there is exciting, and I guess they've you know, added some of our fixes and stuff, but I'm looking forward to getting back into that during the summertime. And then besides that, just play Underground all day, every day. That's my jam right there. You guys don't play it, right?
Nope.
But are you going to get it for the Xbox, you think?
Maybe.
Okay. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. Like, Jeff, you live for, like, those type of highs, and that's a game that gives you that. Like, it's like, I'm assuming it's the same feeling as, like, beating a really hard boss in Dark Souls, because I've only gotten the chicken dinner just once. I've played so many times. But, man, that feeling is incredible.
I would imagine, I don't know who's echoing, but
probably.
I would imagine that it kind of replicates fun. Friday the 13th a little bit. Like the feeling I get, like at least the first like 100 times you play Friday the 13th, where you're just like, holy shit. Like, I've made it this far. I don't want to die. Like,
yeah, I haven't played that game, but I can imagine that that game is exactly like that, where it's just super high tension.
Yeah. Especially
when you get down to like 15 people and you're like one of them, and, you know, the circle's closing in on you, and you're like, oh my God, there's no fucking cover. The fuck am I supposed to do? So, like, that's when it gets really fun, where it's like just all improvising, and it's just like, you know, it's a good game, especially because you can play with like up to four people, which I usually play with, and so it makes it a ton of fun.
Yeah, I might get it on Xbox when it comes out.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in at least giving it a try when it comes out. So, want to see what the hype's about. Jeff, you play anything this past week?
Well, a whole lot of Rogue Legacy, randomly.
Yeah.
It was on sale, so I already own it on PS4. Never got into it, but it's just like a testament to how much more I prefer playing on Xbox that, like, I bought it on sale for Xbox, and I have literally, like, almost not stopped playing. Like, almost all my free time is I'm playing it right now. Just constantly playing Rogue Legacy.
I really prefer the Xbox controller.
Yeah, it's like the PS4 controller's not bad.
It's fine.
This feels like home to me. Like it feels like the controller I should be using, you know? So, yeah. And maybe just I gave it more of a chance this time for whatever reason, but that game really got its hooks in me.
Cool.
I'm sure most of us have tried it here.
I have played it.
I haven't, yeah. No. But I've heard good things.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of Don's, like, that was close to his game of the year, or was his game of the year?
I think it was his game of the year, and the more I've played it, and I've only beat the first boss, I'm, like, working on the second boss right now. I could totally respect someone saying that was, like, a game of the year game. It's just awesome, and it's, like, endlessly playable. I wish it was on the Switch, because it would be perfect for that. Like, a game that you could play hundreds of hours of, but in small chunks.
I think that's where Don played most of his, not on the Switch, obviously, but I think he got it for Vita, and he played a lot of it on the Vita.
I could totally see that. I would love, if this game came out on Switch, I'd probably buy it again. I'd probably buy it for a third time. That's how much I'm loving it right now. It'd be so great to like take it on the go.
I will say that I bought Stardew Valley for the Xbox last year, and it was fun, but I hear that's coming to Switch, and I may very well buy it there, because that's like a game that you can jump into, play a little bit, and like move off, and like if I have the Switch with me, like in mobile mode, or I'm like sitting upstairs or something with it, like it's just an easy way to play that game.
Yeah,
like sitting down and trying to get through something.
I could totally see that. I still feel so guilty about, like, I bought that game on Xbox, and I think I played an hour of it. I need to go back. I feel like I'm a bad gamer. I should have played more.
No, but it's like, it's one of those games that just doesn't, there are games that don't necessarily fit on the platforms that we're playing them on, and sometimes that is a big deterrent for playing, so.
I do think, like, a farming type game like that would be most well suited for handheld, you know.
Yeah it's like something you could just play a little bit, save, move on, come back to later. And we talked about the fact that I bought a Switch. One, the device is pretty cool. I know we have talked about it in the past, but it's a really nice tablet. The Joy-Cons they're okay. I don't know how people play it, like, unattached. Like, using them, like, without the grip. Like, I think that's crazy.
I've never used the grip itself. I have tried it, like you're saying, like just holding the two Joy-Cons.
Yeah, people have just held on to it and played it that way. Like, I don't know. That seems crazy to me.
I was fine with doing it, but like I just felt like those controllers are too small. Like,
yep,
it's fine when they're attached and you're using it as a handheld, because in that case, it's the best type of handheld controller you ever had.
Yeah, but if you're playing on nice offset sticks and
yeah, but if you, once you go up to the big screen and you're just holding those two by your side awkwardly on the couch, they feel super tiny and.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's why I told you, Chris. The Pro Controller is like a necessity.
Yeah. So per your recommendation, I bought a Pro Controller. That's a really nice controller. It's there's a nice weight to it.
It's like my second favorite controller, honestly. Right now, like I love the, like, it's got like big ass feel to the buttons.
Yep.
Like, which I dig. And it's
a really well made controller.
You know, very similar to Xbox design, kind of, but...
Yep. So I've been playing Mario Kart and Zelda on it. And
yes, tell it, Chris.
Zelda's really, really good.
It's so good.
Yeah, I mean,
Did you hear this, Tony?
I like Zelda.
It sounds like it sucks. I mean, that's the undertone of it from hearing all of you talk about it.
This takes it's weird because there's a focus to it. There's a quest that you're doing, but so much of the fun in that game just comes from you like wandering around Hyrule and exploring and find, like, there's an actual sense of discovery to it, like where so many games are like, oh, there's, you can discover stuff here, but it's like you are actually wandering this land. And finding like shrines and other like little things like around the world that you didn't know were there before. And it feels good to like there's an actual sense of discovery. Unlike, Skyrim, it's there a little bit, but you kind of like have the map. You kind of know where you're going. This is like the map is really just like a map. It's like a paper map that you have. Like, it's not any sort of detail. You're not... It's not your normal mini map.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, that looks awesome. I want to go there now. Okay,
and you can go place markers. Yeah,
I think honestly, the thing that sells that game is that you could climb any wall pretty much.
Yeah,
and that right there. If they didn't have that, this game would probably be shit to me.
It ruins other games after you play it for like a month. Where
all you
like,
want to do is just climb walls. That's it.
Yeah, everything feels like... I remember I played Horizon right after that. I'm like, how come I can't get over this 5-foot wall? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was playing Mass Effect last night, and I came across like a wall that was just too steep. And it's like, this is annoying. Like, I should be able... I know I have to get up there, but instead I need to slide down this fucking mountain, go all the way around, like spend 5 minutes going all the way around, where in like Zelda, it's like, there's almost always a path up.
And like they make that the game in large parts. Yeah. It's scaling mountains and it's like, fucking
like,
awesome.
Like, explore your way up here, like even if it's just to see what's up there. Like it's weird that is enjoyable. Like to just get up there and like see what's there. Like what is around this bend? What's on top of this plateau? Like, and it's just really really cool all the way across. Like it's super familiar, but it's also like so well done that it feels new.
And it also has that like action RPG element. Like it feels a little like Dark Souls, and like all the exploring and all the stuff you're doing is building your character up, either in terms of your magic meter or your hearts. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's why you're doing it essentially, so that you're good enough to fight the harder shit. Like, I don't know, man. It's so good.
And there's so many different ways to approach things where it's like Jeff and I were talking last week and in the first area, you need to do 4 shrines before you can kind of like get what you need to move out of the starting area. Just like basically the tutorial area. And there's this one shrine that is in this cold area. And like Jeff and I did them two completely different ways, and evidently there's like a third way that neither of us did.
Which is the right way to do it.
Right, there's like a right way to do it, and Jeff and I both did it the wrong way, but we were able to complete the tech. Like, and we did it two different ways, like the wrong way. So it's like that's really cool. Like that, like, and Jeff knew exactly what I was talking about, but like he did it one way, I did it a different way, and that there was like the right way that neither of us kind of stumbled upon and found.
Yeah, the right way was to get clothes warm enough for the area, right.
So we wouldn't freeze to death.
Yeah, but I just brought a bunch of apples with me, and every time my heart went down, I was eating apples.
and so I stumbled across, like, if you have a torch, you don't get cold. So, like, I walked up the mountain holding a torch. Like,
which is, like, a game allows you to use real-world logic. Like, hey, if I have a torch on me, I'll probably be warmer. And then, like, it actually works in the game, which is fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, like, just the ways to approach it. And then, as Jeff has mentioned numerous times, as he's been prophesizing about this game for the past 3 months, those shrines, the shrines are basically like the small tombs in the latest Tomb Raiders, but there's 120 of them, and they are so much fun to complete. They're great environmental puzzles and gameplay puzzles that kind of test like what you know about the game and the equipment you have and how to use it, and so smartly designed. Those are so much fun, and there's like a tangible reward for completing them, as like the more you complete, the more orbs you get, which you can then spend on like upgrading your stamina bar, which can allow you to climb more, or upgrading your heart containers, so like you can, you know, withstand more attacks. The one thing that like is I'm not a fan of is the degradation of weapons. Like, it seems like it happens really quickly. You always have enough weapons on you, it seems.
You could totally upgrade how many you could carry and stuff. Yeah, too. Like, yeah. There's deeper upgrades than just the two main ones as well in the game. But,
yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, because I upgraded, I found somebody that allowed me to upgrade my, like, I upgraded my weapons. My weapon slots.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
It becomes less of an issue as it goes on, I'd say.
Yeah. What would be really cool is, like, if they just gave you a sword that you can upgrade all the time, but then there was, like, other swords out there that were limited use, but, like, were, like, super powered or something. Yeah. And then you can use those, or I don't know, like, I kind of like it. But
at least let you build against your degradation, like let you protect the sword that you want, and then build that one up. Like, make it more RPG. Like, I think would be cool.
Yeah, or make it like super fragile, and you just repair it like time after time, like you're saying.
Yeah, it's like what I end up doing is like I end up like attacking like I end up keeping like skeleton arms,
yeah,
with me so that I can like attack enemies with that, because I know that they're going to break quick, but there's enough of them lying around. And what if I come across an enemy that's tougher than me? I don't want to waste my like good swords on that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, totally.
So I mean, there's a strategy to it. I'm sure that's what they were thinking. I don't appreciate that type of gameplay, but the rest of it is so good around it that like I'm not really all that taken aback by it.
Have you done one of the actual temples or whatever?
No, I haven't done any of the. I just, Impa gave me like the four locations, like where the four different races. I guess I have to go visit, and I assume that those are where.
It's so much fun, and I haven't. And that's the thing is, like, this game, I haven't looked online at all. And I'm usually really bad at these temples, but I've beaten the first two. Like I said, I'm on the third boss.
But, and for all you know, Fozzie, you might have done the hardest ones. Like, yeah. The order you do them in is whatever
order. I feel like the order I'm doing it is the order that most people are probably doing it. But
maybe.
It's cool. Like, you go into these, like, new towns and these whole, like, there's, like, this whole theme around these towns, and it's, I don't know. And like you said, like the weapons break-in stuff, that could kill some games. But there's so many other perfect things about this game itself that you kind of can, again, like it doesn't really bother you that much because there's so much other cool shit.
Yeah, like there was – so I came across a shrine the other day where it was surrounded in thorns. It's like, how do I get in there? It's like, all right, maybe if I climb up onto this ledge and then I like glide down and just position myself so I land flat in it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about the one right next to the horse stable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's right there. Like, that but there's cool things. Like there's another one that I like just randomly stumbled across that like was covered in flowers. And like, if you step on the flowers, like this lady yells at you and brings you back to the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
In an increasingly threatening fashion.
Yeah, and like if you keep doing it, yes. Like you can get to a point where she will actually attack you and drop you down half health. Like it was crazy. Like there's like nutso things like that. The world is huge. Like it's a massive world. And yeah, it's just really really well done. So. Yeah, Jeff was mostly right on this one.
See, it sounds. First off, I want you to take this whole clip and put it aside and save it for our Game of the Year discussion. And also, Tony, it means you need to buy a Switch.
I still don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it. Tony, believe it, baby.
It's $200 system.
And no, honestly, it would be like. This would be the one game I would buy the system for. Like, there's nothing else I'd like to play.
The crazy hat game. Dude.
Right now, yeah. I think you will eventually have stuff to play on it.
Yeah, I'm not even Jeff. Even the crazy hat game, like that. I love Mario. I would love to play that game, but two games is not enough.
Mario XCOM.
Yeah.
I have enough strategy games.
Yeah, okay. I know. That does look fun.
It is. I need more incentive, Jeff.
Hey, they promised an actual Pokemon for it. How does that feel?
Yeah, okay. Same. I've been promised Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Yeah, Nintendo doesn't lie.
I mean, you will get an actual Pokemon game on it. It just won't be this year, so.
Yeah, or next year, probably.
No.
I'm going to throw that out there.
Soon enough. It'll happen.
I think when you finally get around to playing this, so I think you probably will like it, Tony. Like, there's a lot of like really cool gameplay mechanics to it, and it's kind of just like screwing around in like the wasteland in Fallout or in Skyrim or Oblivion. Like, there is a quest, and that quest is like that's what I want to do. It gives you reasons to go out in the world and explore, and it makes it meaningful, which is something that's rare a lot of the times in these open world games. Like, it feels like there's a purpose to you being out there, and it's funny because they take so much from other games. Like, there are towers that you have to climb, and they open up parts of your map so that you can see, but it like. These feel challenging at times, and like
they're awesome. I love them for some reason. Like, it's like my favorite. Like one of the first things I did in that game was go after all those towers.
Yeah, and I mean they're a lot like the long necks in Horizon. Like they're some of the most fun aspects of the game. I could do without some of the combat, but like that's going to be, that's going to be hit or miss with certain people. So.
I really dig the combat, dude. Like, the game takes so many notes from Dark Souls and makes it a little more accessible. Like,
oh, the game is hugely accessible. Like, it is not. Yeah. It is not like obtuse and locked.
No, but
like nonsense, like Dark Souls is.
But you will run into enemies; they'll kick your ass. And if you once you actually do that, the temples, the boss might kick your ass, dude. Like, you might have to like. Attempt a couple times, unlike any other Zelda game where you're good.
I mean, I've died a few times in this, not by combat, but I have died a few times. And what I've noticed is like any good Nintendo game is that the enemies all kind of like attack in a fashion. So if you can learn their patterns and you can learn to combat them not easily, but you can at least see what they're doing. And there's enough going on with the mechanics of Link and how he can attack and what he can do when you're being attacked that the combat is engaging at the least.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really good game. I'm glad that I got it. I've been playing that almost exclusively on my TV, and I've been playing
I did as well.
Mario Kart exclusively in handheld mode. I bought Puyo Puyo Tetris. I just have not gotten a chance to play it yet. So hopefully I have an update on that soon. But yeah, Switch is a cool system.
Hold on. Go back.
Yeah.
Puyo Puyo Tetris. Did you play the demo?
I have not.
I can't win.
Really?
I cannot beat the AI. It's insane. I feel like I get so close to beating them, and then they pull some bullshit. I don't think you're supposed to beat that demo. I'm pretty good at Tetris, and even that, they just destroy me every time. It's so sad.
Oh, I didn't play the demo, so I just bought the game.
I haven't played it.
Maybe I won't have to worry about that.
Oh, God. You should try the demo. Jeff, how about you? Did you play the demo?
No, I have not. I did not even know there was a demo.
Do it.
Now you know.
I want to see if you can beat the AI.
Is it one of these stupid Nintendo demos where it's like, you have 30 tries left?
No.
Nice. Because that's all. Pretty much I'll never buy the game.
Evidently, you can't beat it. So there's no reason to lock it all 30 times.
It's fucking possible. Anyways.
All right. Well, I think that's about it. I did not wrap up any other news, and I mean, IO Interactive went completely independent, so that's good news. Hopefully, we'll get news on Hitman 2, season 2. And that's really about it. We got games coming. E3's over.
We got games coming, but not soon.
I feel almost like I should have one final word on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
My final word is.
Well, first of all, I should not technically not be allowed to have a final word yet because they're still not done fixing the game.
Jesus.
But it's at the point now that game came out almost a month ago, and you know they're being very communicative, like they're saying shit on Twitter a lot. They reply to almost anyone that says anything. But, and I don't care. Like, I don't want to hear, like, oh, they're a small team, whatever. At this point, it's just, I don't care, dude. That game, I cannot recommend. Like, it's fun, but goddamn, dude. Like, they put out a patch, and it's still, the matchmaking is fucked. And it breaks, like, every patch they do, like, breaks more things and doesn't fix the thing that it was supposed to fix. Like, it's a damn shame. And they're like apologizing and they're like releasing free content already. I think they already have at this point. But it's just not enough, dude. Like, you should be able to hop on and play that game with people and have fun, and it's not the case. So.
Okay. Real quick, we did get a question in this week. Daxter sent one in. He said, what game do you guys think contains the best hacking minigame? He said he loved the hacking minigame in Alpha Protocol, but that might be because Sean brainwashed him.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember the hacking in Alpha Protocol. Try to forget that game.
There was a game that I played a year or two ago that was really good. Was it Deus Ex? I don't remember. There was one.
I'm doing the same thing in my head, Fozzie. I'm like, there's one that I played where I really dug the hacking game, and I can't.
How about Bioshock with the?
No, that's one of them. I like that one where it's kind of like you're rotating tiles to like connect electricity. Wasn't that how it was?
I think it was Deus Ex though. It was the one that had like the nodes and like the virus and stuff and. You had to go super quick and
that's right.
It's hard.
I don't know.
I found it hard to grasp that one, but then when I felt like I was starting to get it, that it's fucking awesome. Maybe that was the one I liked. I don't know, dude.
It was difficult at first. I remember it. I don't know. Yeah. I like a lot of lock picking games, but I guess it's different than what he's asking. But hacking wise, yeah, I think I do remember that Deus Ex one having a pretty good one.
I don't know. I don't know how popular of an opinion this is going to be, but I kind of really like the hacking in Mass Effect Andromeda.
I already forgot it.
The ones on
this is the Sudoku.
Yeah,
the Sudoku. They Sudoku just like one. Yeah,
awesome.
You don't like hacking?
No.
It's so good.
I really enjoyed it too. I thought it was fun.
It's like a fun puzzle, like to try and figure out. Like, and I've never really played Sudoku before, but it's great. Like, there's such a sense of accomplishment when you actually do it that. Like yeah, that was really cool, and they get more and more like in depth as you go along. So you didn't like those, Jeff?
I would. There was like a way to like skip past it, wasn't there?
Yeah, you can buy like chips, but
yep, I never even learned how to do it. God, it's driving me nuts, though. I swear to God, just like Fozzie, there's one out there, and I can't recall.
The one I don't like, the hell was I just playing that it's like a ball that the Prey? I think Prey has like a dumb ball that you have to like move around. It's like one of those like those kids games that have the ball you have to get into the hole.
Yeah.
Like I think that's the one Prey had. That was terrible.
Wait till you have to do that in Zelda.
I did. Yeah, I did not like that one.
Yeah.
Because it relies on motion controls.
Yeah. Not cool.
I mean, it was cool the way it was designed. It was just, I wish it wasn't motion controlled.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Daxter. We don't have a whole lot of opinions on the hacking, but I kind of want to know what Alpha Protocol had as their hacking game now. Don't remember.
I never played it.
But I also don't want to go back and play that game. So, so write in. Tell us about that one. We'll read it on next week's show. Yeah, it's going to be a little ways before games come out, though, I think. Splatoon is next month.
Yeah,
but then it's not gonna be until like August where games start coming out again. So, but we'll have stuff. I'm sure there'll be some.
Hey, hit up those Steam sales.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, maybe I'll pick up Soma finally.
I still haven't played that game, and I own that as well.
This is the problem with the Steam sale, Jeff. Like,
I love it though. I love that it's come to me now. Like that, right. Sony and Microsoft are doing it. Love it.
But that's the problem with it. It's like these sales happen, and then you end up with 320 games you've never played.
True, but then you know I finally randomly enjoyed the pleasures of Rogue Legacy, and I'm like legit loving this game. So there's
glad that worked out for you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back next week with something. Not sure what. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Goodnight.